Let's wind this puppy up. 5, 4, 3. It's episode 294, and we've got plugins for sales countdown for WooCommerce, sending bad bots to the corner. Tech Explorer's plugin listicle sounds like something from Epic Spell Wars, and it's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Coming to you direct from the Great Wet North again, Vancouver Island, beautiful British Columbia, Canada. As the snow has left us for the mainland and higher elevations, I'm John Overall. And this week, Marcus could not join me as he was so busy pulling an all-nighter and working on a major project. He needed to get some sleep, and I couldn't reschedule this week's recording as I have a couple of my own major projects to deal with this week. So this week, it's all me. Well, welcome to the show, everyone. I'm glad that everyone could be here and join us. And of course, right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio. And if you listen to us in the iTunes store, stopping in there and leaving us a review. The reviews really help the show out dramatically. It's one of the great things that helps us rank high and really gets more people listening to the show. And, well, at this point here, this is where we usually have a little bit of self-promotion. And if I'm a little off, well, it's due to when you got two people doing it, you end up queuing off each other. And sometimes it just causes the flow to go when there's only one. That's okay. We will have a great show for you. I've still got three great plugins for you this week and a couple other little bits and pieces from the WordPress world. So, of course, right here is usually where we put a bit of self-promotion. These days, not so much due to my workload being a little heavy and don't need to be promoting my business at the moment. It may change in the future, but in the meantime, if you're looking for work or you've got work, go check out the jobs board over at wppluginsa2z.com jobs. This is a great spot for you to find out what we've got, what we're offering, and a way to promote yourself. So give it a good checkout. It's a really great place to go. And what do we got this week? I don't really have any promotions from Marcus. He's got his new business that he's been talking about, and you might want to go check it out. Go check out his website at marcuscouch.com, where you can find out some information about him. And what do we got? Well, sponsors this week. Well, donors. We would like to thank our donors this week. We've have a couple of, well, we've got one major donor, and then we got some smaller ones. Big donation from Jez at JezWeb Pty Limited, LTD, and $50 from Jez. And this is the note he sent in to us. And making money directly from podcasts is hard, as you've outlined. Good ranting, but I'm not sure it will be converting the great unwashed to contributing, unfortunately. Anyhow, such is the way of the web. Just thought I'd let you know about an interesting little plugin we used this week. It's WordPress plugins hide YouTube-related videos, which automatically hides the related videos without any changes to the embed code. And this can be a very useful plugin. I can see why. I don't think I ever wanted related videos on a client site. They're too random. I've been in meetings when a related video has shown in the client's browser that was not very work appropriate. Yeah, I can see that kind of happening with YouTube as its algorithm doesn't always get true related videos and you get something truly random pop up there. Kind of give you a bad vibe if you're at a client meeting trying to showcase something that's on YouTube and poof, you get something not so related to your business. Anyway, Jez also says, keep up the good work and send some snow down to Australia if you like. We've been cooking in a few 40 plus degree days. Well, it is summertime down there in Australia, isn't it? I mean, we're up here in the winter and it's hard to send snow. It gets across the equator there and it just melts. So your snow's coming. You're only a few months away till we hit spring and summer and you go back in the winter. So it's on its way, Jez. Anyway, this donation is on behalf of Pod Slab Sales at podslabsales.com.au, who manufacture foam pods that are used to create voids in concrete slabs. Hey, they must use those for floats and other things for piers. That's a pretty great idea. Anyway, thanks a lot, Jez. We really appreciate your support for the show. It has been tremendous, and I'm sure you've been an inspiration to all the other people out there who really should be donating to the show. And of course, the show is currently sponsored by you, the donors. We do not have advertisers, at least not at the moment. If some come along, well, we may take them, we may not. It all depends on what they're looking to do. I'm still exploring those avenues there to see how it goes. And for those of you who are our Patreons, we'd like to thank all of our Patreons out there. We've got several Patreons coming in at $5, $10 a piece. Much appreciated. Month after month, you're a great support. And for those of you who also donated $5, $10, much appreciated. Every little bit helps me to be able to dedicate a day to this show. And slowly get things improving. It takes a long time and a lot of work, believe it or not, to get a podcast pulled together and pull together a website that continues to function and doesn't break down. It's amazing how many things just randomly break down after it's been working perfectly for weeks and you don't change anything. Then all of a sudden, poof, it doesn't work. Go figure. It's not like your computer. So anyway, what else we got this week? Well, currently we don't have any prize giveaways. I'm still looking for some plugin authors that have premium plugins that would like to donate their premium plugin license for the show, and we can create a giveaway. So if you're a premium author listening or you know some premium authors, get them in contact with us. We can get them here on the show. They can get some promotions and bits and pieces, and it will help them, help us, help you. So it helps everybody all the way around. So it's a great thing there. So what else do we have here? Let's take a look, see. I think one of the tough parts about doing a solo show is the lack of a break. So basically I have to pause my recording to be able to take a drink, have a relaxing quick puff in my e-smoke, and move along. So this week here, WordPress News, there's a couple of really great articles in the show notes. One of which is from codenwp.com, and it's talking about new tags coming to the WordPress plugin repo. And they're looking at adding tags to the plugin repo to indicate whether it's a freemium or pro or free version of the plugin. The article they covered shows that a lot of people sort of cared about it. Now, this is something that we've heard from you, the listeners, many times over, and that we let you know when we trip across a plugin that seemed like it was free or that's all you needed, and only to encounter you needed a third-party service to set it up. You needed to get the pro version to get all the functionality you truly need. And this is kind of going into, they're looking at adding these sort of features into the WordPress repository so that as people look at plugins, they can get an idea on what's there. So maybe Matt's been listening to the show and gotten some ideas from us, because we've been harping on this one for quite some time now, at least a couple of years that I can relate to. Go back a few episodes. I mean, after all, we've been doing this for, 5 years now. At least I have. So anyway, it's a great article. Check it out in the show notes. And we've also got another article here. It's about taxonomies in the plugins. This is the one directly from the WordPress.org team. And it talks about how they're looking to use the taxonomies for the plugins repository. So check it out. It's a really interesting article. And another article in here. This one comes from BlogAid, and it's from Mayanna. She's really prolific. I don't know if that woman even sleeps when I see so much of her online and so many articles and other stuff. I really begin to wonder if she actually sleeps at all. But anyway, she's got a great article here on why you need HTTPS if you're not selling anything on your website, aside from the fact that SSL is becoming a search algorithm for Google. It's also got lots of other major things in here she discusses on how it can help you secure your website and just basically improve everything on the web as an overview. Now, HTTPS has improved dramatically. If you're looking to get HTTPS, just find a host that offers you up the free SSL cert that's easily installed. Or if you're looking for hosting, hey, I do hosting, and my servers, they get an automatic cert installed on every domain, and it's automatically there for them. They don't even have to think about it. So anyway, that's pretty much all the news we got this week, and we do have some listener feedback, and just a couple of things here. So this week here, you know, listener feedback, we've got a couple of reviews that were left on Stitcher Radio website. So if you're a listener through Stitcher, and while we must be doing something right over at Stitcher at least, because when you go do a search for WordPress, it seems that we are the number one show that comes up under WordPress, which is quite exciting. And these are a couple of reviews from Stitcher Radio. And while they might be older, I think they're pretty still relevant. The first one, 5 out of 5 stars from Manny O. Title, Best WordPress Podcast on the Web. I can't wait to hear each week's podcast with John and Marcus. They share info about new and existing plugins for WordPress and rate them. These guys have helped my website's functionality, improved the user experience, and taken my site up to several levels with their plugin recommendations. Only problem was that at one point, I had 142 plugins installed on my site. Thanks, and keep up the great work. Yeah, that's one of the drawbacks about plugins. So I'll be discussing something about that later when I get to the plugins reviews this week. So anyway, thanks a lot, Manio. We greatly appreciate it. And anyone else listening on Stitcher, hey, jump in there. Now we got one more this week, and this is a 5 out of 5 stars, and it's from Stefan Over. Great show. As always, a great show, and I love to listen to it while doing my hovering each Saturday. I would love if you could create a 5 Dragons favorite plugin installer account so everyone could install the 5 Dragons rated plugins using the favorite installer. We have more to come from Stitcher. Now, I have more reviews from Stitcher that I'll be bringing forward in the next shows. But anyway, Stefano, thanks a lot. Greatly appreciate it. And the favorite installer. Oh, you're talking about from the WordPress.org. I will look into doing something like that, Stefan, but one of the things we are doing is little by little, as the time is allowing, you can go to the new store in WordPress, WP Plugins A to Z, and go check out the store. And what we're doing is slowly building there a listing of 5-star reviewed plugins. Little by little, when you go find one, it links either to the WordPress repository or links back to the author's website where you can purchase it if it's a premium plugin. And the nice thing about these is that it's really going to become a centralized place for our most premium plugins. And eventually we'll get it so it searches and it's clean to find, easy to work with. So little by little, piece by piece. So anyway, that's pretty much all the little bits and pieces we have this week. Please support the show, and I think it's time to dive off into the meat and potatoes then. So off we go. Okay, this week here, I have the first plugin is called Sales Countdown WooCommerce Add-on. Now, this one here can be a real enhancement to those of you who have a WooCommerce website and you offer sales for your products from time to time. One of the things that helps enhance when you have a sale is getting people to buy it is put a time limit on it, a way to make it more important so that they feel the sense of urgency necessary to purchase it. So what this plugin does for you is it creates a timer which shows up underneath your product and shows how many days left until the sale is over. And with that kind of thing happening, it helps put a sense of urgency to people to buy. It's been found that this does help. While it helps minimally, hey, every additional sale because of it is more money into your pocket. So anyway, it's a really great plugin. It allows you to enter information when you're putting your products in, and then you can display the stuff via a short code on your website in different places. So anyway, check it out. Sales Countdown WooCommerce add-on, and I gave it a 4 dragon rating. Next up here, we have a way for you to banish bad bots into the dark black hole of Never Never Land. Now, if you've been running your website long enough, sooner or later, you're going to run into a bot that ignores the rules of your robot text file. And this is kind of important, because when a bot goes bad, it will run through your website and it will suck down your bandwidth and use up your resources and create all kinds of headache and grief. And it'd be nice to have a way to just, when that happens, just banish them so that they can't even bother your website again. So what this plugin does for you is, it is a little bit of work to set up, so it's not the easiest thing for the most part, because you got to go in there and set up your robot's text file. Go in there and you set a honeypot link into the robot's text file. Now, all good bots, the ones that obey the rules that you set forth in your robot's text file, will see that they're not supposed to index this file here, and they won't index it. But bad bots will index that file. And as soon as they index that file, they are automatically blocked from the rest of your website and don't bother it at all. They're automatically just banished out of the way, so they can't impact you at all. It's a really great plugin. It seems to work quite well. It does have some issues if you use caching plugins with your website, so you have to be aware of that. They have some instructions to work around that. And if it wasn't for this little bit of extra work and the caching plugin issue, this would be rated a 5. But at the moment, we're going to give it a 4 dragon rating. So check it out, Black Hole for Bad Bots. And finally, what I have for you here today is Tech Explorer's plugin Listicle. It just sounds like a spell from Epic Spell Wars. If you're a game player, it's a card game, and it's actually a lot of fun. But that's why it made me giggle when I saw it, and I thought, I've got to check this one out, just because of the title. So anyway, what this plugin here is, well, sharing is what WordPress is all about, right? Well, for many anyways, at least for us. Well, one of the things is that a lot of people use a lot of different plugins, and there's a lot of people that are always asking, so what plugin do you use? Which one's on your website? Well, what this plugin does for you is it creates a list of all the plugins that are running on your website, and you can create a page using a short code and show them out. The default CSS for it is pretty nice. It's not perfect, but you know, a little bit of work, you can change the CSS layout to more match your website, but the default is all right. And it's really great, because what you can do is you can give credit where credit is due for all the plugin developers out there that have helped you build your website. And yes, they helped you build your website by providing those plugins, free or premium or whatever. Because of their hard work, you got to save hours and tons of time. So this is a great way to give back to them, at least in a tiny way, by providing them links that link back to their product and showcase what you have on your website. You can check it out on our site here. I've got it listed up on the WP Plugins A to Z website, where it shows what plugins that we are currently using on our website here. And one of the nice features I found about this, like, I've tried plugins like this in the past to be able to showcase all the plugins that were being used, but the biggest problem I ran into is what it tried to do was it tried to list up even the plugins that weren't active on the site, which is a bit of a pain, because sometimes I'll be storing numerous inactive plugins in anticipation of using them elsewhere or something else, and I didn't want to showcase what I wasn't using. So this showcases just your live active plugins, which is also very nice in an MU environment, which is what WPAZ is at, and because the other websites use multiple other plugins. So it's a really great plugin. It's a great way of sharing everything. And because it's just really kind of cool, the title is awesome, I had to give this one a 5 dragon rating. So there you have it. That's the plugins this week. I covered up Sales Countdown WooCommerce add-on, which I gave a 4 to, Black Hole for Bad Bots, which I gave a 4 to, and then Tech Explorer's plugin listicle, which I gave a 5 to. And of course, a little bit of promotions here. One day it might be a commercial or more self-promotion, but at the moment, just sharing this space with others. Currently, I'd like to let everyone know about another great WordPress website. I mentioned it earlier. It's called CodeNWP, and their blog site, blog section, they have some really great articles down through here discussing all the many different things about WordPress and other bits and pieces of information. So go check them out. They've got a lot of useful information this week. All right. And the usual reminders, don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa-z.com. And if you can take a few minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time in the iTunes store, leaving us a review, good, bad, indifferent. You know, we read them out here. We might respond to them if they're really bad or really good. We always respond, but if they're bad, we might come back a little harsh. You never know, but hey, give it to us. We can take it. Or Stitcher Radio, where you can leave us a review on the show's page there. Just go to Stitcher Radio, type in WordPress, and we will be the number one result for you. And you can leave all kinds of reviews. And there's quite a few there. They're granted, they're pretty old, but we need some fresh ones there. So if you listen there, please give us a fresh review. We'd greatly appreciate it. And of course, you can contact me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send an email direct to john@wppro.ca. And Marcus, you can find him over at marcuscouch.com, or you can get him on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa-z.com. And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.